Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today, I want to share with you a miracle in my life, and one of the foremost teachers on ascension and mastery and rejuvenation, an author, and a beloved friend of mine, Joanna Cherry.
Hi. Hi, Iris.
Hi, Joanna. Having a little trouble with my throat. It must be something.
Yeah.
Something huge is up, you know.
lots of stuff been coming up lately, I think, for all of us.
Do you want to share about that?
Oh, I just was working with my own little inner child today that used to, I never had quite gotten hold of, that because my mother was kind of unbalanced when I was a kid, I realized that since I didn't feel safe, I wasn't sure of her love, that I kind of glommed on to her, you know? And I really made her her approval of me or non-approval of me, either would make me or break me. It was that kind of a thing. And so I've been doing a lot of healing on that kind of little child stuff lately. It's been coming up. What about yourself?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I want to kind of go back to introducing you, and I want to tell you that introductions have always been a little tricky for me. It's like I don't see how to. Never mind.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. Yeah, it's like how do you encapsulate something in just a couple of lines? You know, it's pretty hard to do, I think.
Well, and I wouldn't want to encapsulate anyone, and different things come up for me to say every time, and they're not my pictures of introducing a person, so
right.
I think that those are the lessons that have been coming up for me, is that of not, just not... just not accepting or trusting the way it came through me, thinking it should look like something else.
Oh.
And then owning that part and going, hey, this is what I got to work with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think introductions in a way are kind of a bogus thing, because it's the person's own frequency that speaks, you know, for itself. And it either speaks to someone or it doesn't, and it doesn't matter which one that is. And just like last night, we had a beautiful singer up here in Mount Shasta, not a singer really, but a bhajan leader, a kirtan leader, who would like do devotional chants to Krishna, and then she would sing a line, and then we would sing it after her, and she was totally in spirit. She just didn't need any, no stinking introductions, you know, and she was introduced. You know, so it's kind of an interesting thing, this whole process, isn't it?
Well, you know, also for me is I know I'm on purpose if I'm always moving into the stuff I think I don't know how to do.
Right.
And
that
then
too.
What?
That too, yeah.
And then also just surrendering to the way it comes through me, and not, especially in radio and television that I've worked in a lot, there's this web of this is the way you do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is these are the things you do, you know, and I am not like that.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
Goodness.
And I can't make myself be like that. It's like I can't make myself fit into that that box. And what I realized for me is I came to do is help people think outside the box. I'm not interested in the box. We don't need no stinking badges. And this is what we came to do. And then being willing to do that. And I think it's been very scary for me to be the example of that.
Mm-hmm.
To be the example of that. And that's not going to stop me. It's just been scary.
Yeah, and I think the problem is that pretty much all of us that would call ourselves light workers or New Agers have probably gone through that same thing, you know, where we know we're here to be different from the vast majority of society and to help, and that the vast majority of society, we are all equally divine beings, and so we are here to give our input, whatever that is, and that people who are ready to break out of their own box will say, hey, okay, yeah, me too. I'm doing this too. And others have helped us to do this. So it's quite a ladder. You know, the divine masters that have done it before us are helping us do it. So it's all, we're all helping each other, I guess.
Well, speaking of thinking outside the box, that is what you're about. That is what I'm about. And I mostly have not been interested in living the way the vast number of people I've met have been living.
Mm-hmm.
That has not cut it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I won't play that.
Yeah. Again, thank God.
And so... you've written 3 books on the ascension, and I'd like you to define your definition of the ascension.
Well, actually, I've written 2 larger ones and 2 smaller ones, but the larger ones replace the smaller ones. And
I don't think so. I love, for some people, they don't read much,
uh-huh.
and the small one contains everything.
Oh.
Ascension for you and me, and it's just right there, everyday, household, practical stuff.
Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, so don't discount that.
All right, I won't. Thanks.
I've read it recently myself.
Okay. Well, to me, ascension is part of our process of enlightenment, of realizing our oneness with divinity, and it takes it a step further than most enlightenment processes take it, like in the Zen and all of that, the Tibetan Buddhism and the other forms of enlightened teaching. They don't usually address the body per se, except perhaps diet and how to keep it healthy, how to do things on the physical level which help it to last a long time, or praying and sending it good energies. But the understanding that I have and that I know that you have, and I think many more and more of us have now, is that the body is actually just as divine as anything else, and that the divine in its natural activity is absolutely immortal and perfect forever, and that this is something, along with our recognition of divinity and our going more and more deeply into that, that we can begin to experience is the actual immortal perfection, youthful, beautiful perfection of this divine form, this divine physical form on this third dimensional level that we have been living in, and that it doesn't matter if it's gotten to be 98 years old or if it's 23 years old, we are able, if we are so guided, to tune into this truth about the possibilities of the body, and to allow ourselves to stay on this plane as long as we are guided to, and to become wiser and wiser and give more and more gifts more and more of all kinds of gifts that we have to give and not have to die, choose to be reborn, have to usually form new karmic stuff with the parents and the family, learn the language, learn to walk all over again, go to school all over again, and before we, you know, get to any kind of place where we're able to give our gifts again. So to me, this is actually a very important idea of allowing the body to become its natural self, which is divinely immortal, and to stay on this plane as long as we are guided to give what we are guided to give, and when we are ready, when we are done, then we are able to quicken the frequencies of our body and step into a lighter dimension and not leave any form behind in death. We're able to take the body with us basically by lightening it and stepping into like the fifth dimension or the sixth dimension, wherever we're guided to go. So my understanding is that that is a possibility for each and every person. Not everyone is guided to do that in this life. Many of us have other priorities that are bigger and more important for us to work on, and that's totally right and totally good for each one. It's just that if hearing about this lights you up, you say, yes, you know, I always knew this. A lot of people that have heard this for the first time say, I always felt this, I always knew this, just deep in my heart, I knew that aging was weird and wrong and it didn't have to happen and
was a mistake.
Yeah.
Encouraged yeah. by the cosmetic companies to keep going.
Yeah. So I think there are many of us now that really resonate with this truth and are able to pull it in, are guided to pull it in.
I had a very extreme case of that, which was that when I read your article in Halo magazine, you were saying exactly the same things in this article, verbatim, that I was saying on radio in my classes.
Isn't that amazing? We'd never even heard of each other before.
No, and I knew it was truth when I heard it inside, and then to hear it from you and some others
just
set off this. The only thing I can think of is like a celebration of bells. I just saw everything light up all over.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We help each other so much. I just recently learned when I did this process we're going to do today, this rejuvenation, with another group, that the leader of the group said she knew of a man, and I have meant to call her and get his name so I could give that on the show here, and I forgot. But he's famous for dowsing. He's one of the foremost dowsers in the world. He can find water or other things, and he's getting up there in years, but he has a young lady who is his partner now, and he just began to call on the hormones of a 20-year-old to flood his body, and it's working for him. He is rejuvenating. He is successfully. And so that everything we hear, I went, wow, you know. So we all inspire each other with our successes. It's great.
And, you know, there's a story I've heard you tell before about this group of people where they're runners, and the really good runners don't reach their
peak.
Yeah, until they're 70 years old.
In their 70s. Yeah, actually Deepak Chopra tells this, and I forget which one of his books. It may be Ageless Body, Timeless Mind, because I have read that book. And he's the one that talks about these winters in the Andes, in the Andes Mountains in South America. And it's true that they can be good runners for a long time, for decades, but they're not expected to become great runners until their 70s. And that's the way they experience it. That's the power of the human mind and expectation and knowing. We can create absolutely anything we want.
Where two or more are gathered together, they may ask what they will, and it shall be done. And it just seems like they've created the holy instant with the whole group of people, which is very, very powerful to do consciously. And I suggest we start all doing that consciously. And and it just for me, I don't exactly see the vision of being an Ascended Master as you do. I see it more as bringing down the Ascended Master's octave into me, into this body, into all of my experiences, and actually being that here on Earth. So I am more beautiful, more vital, more happy, more healthy, more of service every year that I'm here, and that I shine that, I radiate that, I am that in a way that everybody gets that I could just step into this. In other words, so they don't have to do all the work that you and I did, so that they can just step in. And I believe that at least 144,000 of us will do that as the first wave of ascension. And it will sort of be a thing that comes about all at once, like stepping into a new reality. And then we do walk the earth doing all the miracles that Jesus did, and awakening everyone else to the Christhood in themselves. And so I see at least a critical mass of Ascended Masters walking the earth, not stepping into the higher dimensions, but anchoring it here, and then being in Ascended Master bodies visible to the side of humanity. Because to me, all of the people that have made their ascension in secret, so nobody saw it, so nobody experienced it firsthand, I just feel like finally people are ready for the message of Jesus. They're ready for the resurrection. And that's the way we will do it. That is just my vision. What I just wanted to see, what is your response to that?
Oh, I think that's...
I sort of always thought that we both thought that, so...
Yeah, well...
Maybe not.
I feel that your vision is also part of my vision. I guess I just sort of put the other things first, but in staying on Earth as long as we choose, as long as we are guided to stay, I felt that that would probably be a very long time, and that we would be Ascended Masters on Earth, and that... And as you are seeing also, that many, many of us would be Ascended Masters on Earth and do this kind of work. I'm absolutely in harmony with that.
And be flawless in our bodies.
Yes.
And totally be the vibration and frequency of divine love and the Ascended Masters octave, and have all the powers be... Talk about the different Ascended Master powers.
Oh, well, just some of them that that I know you and I both feel drawn to. One is the ability to manifest anything that we need or is wanted into our hands or in front of us. My understanding is that's the way we used to do it in the world, that if we needed a home, we would picture the home very clearly, in our minds, and then call it forth, and there it would be in front of us, that we didn't need to go through all the stuff that we do today, or, if we want an orange to eat or something like that, that we're able to just call it. And it's like when we see it in the lighter frequencies, then by really, really seeing it very clearly, on the physical, then those, the lighter frequencies, is like they gather together and they form it on the physical. So that's one ability, and then another ability is to travel by thought, to be able to take our body into the higher frequency and go to a different place and be there within, you know, a few minutes. And that would be like anywhere in the world or even anywhere in the universe. And to also be able to travel through time. So these are just three of the things that actually are natural to us as God beings, as divine beings.
Travel through time, talk about that.
Well, time, and I've got to say that I'm learning about this myself, because it doesn't seem to make sense from our experience of life, but that time really is an illusion, and all time really is here at the same time. And if we do learn to travel through time, we're actually, it's kind of like with space, we're actually saying, now I am choosing to be in 2020 and see what's going on. So, and we are able to do that, or I choose to be in 1617 and see what's happening there.
And maybe we can change it so it makes this better in 2020.
Yeah, I agree that we can change the past. And in fact, I think a lot of that has been going on. A lot of changing of the past, I think, has been going on. Some of the people, the beings that are working with humanity now, like the Arcturians and the Hathors, some of them have said, you know, we experienced Earth going through a very difficult thing before in the past, and so now we've come back earlier than that. And we are helping a different thing to happen. We're helping it to be a much more wonderful future. So I think a lot of that's happening now.
Well, you know, this is a weird thing, but it's not a weird thing. It's just, I think it's one of those things that sort of twists your head around, you know?
Yeah.
That, in fact, you and I experienced this as well as the animal communicator Sharon Callahan, that we had a couple of cats that had moved down to the neighbors because they were on a ley line working with animals all over the planet on these ley lines, and ascend to masters and angels to recreate the past so that animals were never abused on this planet.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine how the difference in the frequency of the planet, how that will feel when that's accomplished?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Or I'd like to imagine it. It seems almost out of reach to imagine. Oh,
well, you know, dream big. It's time we start asking for more. Things that we don't ask for can't get done, and as soon as we ask for them, we're pointed in that direction.
That's right. Absolutely.
We're on that path. We're asking for it. And I have learned, you know, one of the laws is persistence, and I just keep asking, like maybe I think a spoiled child would, you know. A persistent, relentless child. If at first you don't succeed, you know, I just...
Yeah, and the squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Yeah, I just keep asking. And, you know, if I believe, like, the power days are on for planting seeds are on your birthday and New Year's and on the new moon. And if something's still on my list, I remind my I Am Presence a little here. Like, remember that I asked for this my last birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't come yet.
Mm-hmm.
I would like it. And then expecting it and not getting discouraged because it's taken a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit and...
Well, I think it's one of the, I know it is one of the absolute most important things for us human beings, especially because things have looked so often not the way we have wanted them to look, and those things have looked so real, you know, so absolutely real, like aging of the body, like illness, you know, terminal this or that, you know, and our friends dying and whatnot. It's like things can look so real that to really change, to really, really accept the truth of how absolutely paradisical things can be for us and on earth and in our lives and for animals and for plants and forests and the ocean and the air and everything, you know, to call forth the vision of exactly how we want it to be and keep seeing it. And not only for the earth, but also for our own personal lives. And
no matter what the appearance.
Yes, no matter what the appearance, to not only to see it, but to know it and to feel it, because doing that, that sets up the frequency, the magnetics that pull it in to reality for us. And so I think, well, you told me that one of the masters wrote in one of the, I think of the I Am books of Saint Germain, that so many dreams were given up just before they would have manifested, just before. And so for each of us that has a dream, to just never give up, I love that. That phrase has come forth recently into consciousness more and more, never give up. So that relentlessness is real important for us.
Yes. And I always like to say I am victorious because I am relentless.
Yeah.
And I am relentless because I am victorious.
Yeah.
Good. Ooh, it's a good one, huh?
Yes, it is.
So in light of all of that that we've talked about already, speak about rejuvenation.
Well, again, and this has been a learning for me. I've kind of worked with this on and off, but mostly off, since 82. And there are definite strides in it that have taken place. But it's still been a learning for me to know that it's here and now. It's here and it's now. And I realized, you know, I just hit my 67th birthday, so when I go out into the public and I have signs of age with my body, then I've been inclined in the past to think of, oh, this is how people are seeing me, and then I see this, what I've been seeing in the mirror. But no, that is not part of what we are doing if we are serious about allowing the body to manifest its perfection. We see it as perfect all the time, no matter where we are. Divinely youthful and beautiful and perfect right here and right now. And that is what allows it to come in with the greatest speed and integrity, you know. So I think that's a real important thing, that relentlessness in seeing it here and now. Not just it's happening, it's gradual. I may look like this today, but I'll look a little better tomorrow. I've kind of worked that way for quite a while, but I'm just really feeling the importance of seeing it now.
Of saying it is.
It is.
I am and it is.
Yes, I am.
Because
and it
I
is.
Say so.
And not be discouraged, you know. Yeah, go ahead and put on my makeup in the morning and not be discouraged and just continue to pull that image back in and see that as the truth, the youthful image.
Woohoo! And Joanna, you have brought forth, and I think it's so beautiful, a meditation for rejuvenation. You already have a 4-tape set on rejuvenation, right?
Yeah, and it's being made into a CD set also.
Is this one that you're doing today, is this going to be included in that?
I'm going to add it as a new CD to the new CD set. So it's going to be included in that. But it will also be available as an individual CD for anyone who would like it.
Okay, and I also want to tell people you'll be able to download it here at BBS using today's date, 9/24. And just you can you can download it to use again, or you can record this, what we're doing now, and use it again. And I would recommend that you use it over and over just for your general health and well-being. It is quite a gift.
Thank you for saying that. That's one of the things that I have learned to add to the meditation, that it's equally about health as it is about youth and beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be doing that in a few minutes, and I thought two things. Be good if you told people how they could reach you, and then talk a little bit about Saint Germain and Babaji.
Okay. Well, I have a website, and it has beautiful pictures of masters and deities and angels from different spiritual traditions, Eastern masters, Christian masters, Jesus, Mary, angels, Buddhist deities, Hindu deities, Sufi master, and you can reach both my books and the tapes and things that I have done through my website, Ascension Mastery International. No, I'm sorry, just ascensionmastery.com. So, and Ascension is weirdly spelled ASCENSION, ascensionmastery.com, and that links up to all of the pictures that I've just spoken of too, which are beautiful laminated pictures that you see all over the place now. And our email address is ami@jps.net. ami@jps.net. And you can email us if you wish and ask questions, et cetera.
Or get a catalog.
Oh, yeah, we do have a beautiful catalog. And although a much more complete showing of what we have is on the website. And to talk about Babaji and Saint Germain a little bit, Saint Germain, he's one of those beautiful ascended master beings who has been working with humanity and Earth for so long. And the latest chapter in his life that we know about, at least, is that from about the early 1700s into the early 1800s, he lived in Europe. And he looked exactly the same all that time. There's letters written about him that are available in the Louvre Museum in Paris to that effect, you know, that he looked about 45, evidently, for, you know, 100 years.
And he was called the Wonder Man of Europe.
Yes.
He was a legend in his own time.
Yes, and he hardly ever ate. If he did, it was like oatmeal. He gave an elixir of youth to one woman who was 25, and she looked 25 until she was like 75. And he was able to manifest diamonds, jewels, gems just into his hand. He gave them away very generously to other people. He founded a banking system which was very helpful to people then. I know it's gone kind of berserk now, but it was very helpful to people at that time. He learned a way to dye cloth, which was also, he just was an inventor. He gave so many gifts. And he tried to prevent the French Revolution by convincing the king and queen to honor the people and to take care of them. But they were not able to do that, and so it did happen, and all that bloodshed came forth. But he spoke every language. He'd be in France, in Paris one day, in Russia the next day, and the Russian court the next day, and he was a what do you call it? An ambassador for peace and well-being and goodwill all over Europe throughout that 100 or more years. And so he is an immortal being. He's a beautiful, immortal being. There are wonderful pictures of him in our set of pictures in my business. And the other great being that you asked me to talk about, Babaji, He's about 5,000 years old, and he is a youthful, immortal, beautiful being who lives up in the Himalayas and with a small group of immortals, and he does great good in the world. He goes places, or he stays where he is, but it's like he directs things as he sees. He's the one that sent Yogananda to the United States in 1920, asked him to go, rather, and Yogananda agreed. And he just does enormous good for the planet.
To bring Kriya Yoga, and Kriya Yoga is a rejuvenating practice.
Yes, Kriya Yoga is quite a powerful and enlightening practice, and I think it came from Krishna, basically. But then Babaji also knew of it, and he gave it to some of his disciples, and they've spread it all over the world. So it's a wonderful gift.
And he has lived in his immortal body on planet Earth for over 5,000 years.
That's right. That's right. He, in the autobiography of a yogi, the book by Yogananda, he says that he's going to stay on this in his body until the end of this Earth cycle. I don't know exactly what that means, but it sounds like a long, long time.
That means, the way I get it, until all life is totally ascended and free.
Probably so.
Well, it may not take as long as we think, because the more people we have wakened and are working together in an aligned way, our energy and power is squared with our pure intention.
Yes, I agree. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and it's fun, too.
Yeah, I think some of the masters of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi is one of the ones who said this, that it only takes 1%. 1% of a population meditating and being in truth, and therefore in love, that it just kind of everything else, it's like the hundredth monkey thing happens, you know, for everybody.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Well, with that, I wanted to add about Saint Germain, is that he has done many of his miracles using the violet transmuting flame. And the violet transmuting flame, I want you to add about this, Joanna, is for the purpose of healing, forgiveness, transmutation, transformation, and lifting every condition in this world into the happiness that God intended, not what we made out of it.
Yeah.
The illusion of a Warner Brothers world.
Yeah.
But what God really intended.
Yes.
And so with that...
You said it perfectly. Nothing needs to be added. It's a wonderful flame and energy that can be called on at any time.
And we do need to call it.
Yes.
And the more people calling it, the faster all life will be ascended and free and happy.
Yes.
Okay, Joanna, would you give this meditation? And I want to invite people to do this meditation with us if you have a moment now. And if not, record it and use it again. And if not, within a month, you'll be able to get this meditation on Joanna's website. And would you give the name of the meditation, Joanna?
Okay. I have rejuvenation meditations in the old set, the rejuvenation set, but this comes from a much higher consciousness on my part, so I know it's going to be more powerful, but I haven't actually made up a name for it. Maybe I should just call it the new rejuvenation meditation.
Yeah, okay.
If you say that anyway, we'll know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
New rejuvenation CT.
All right. So if you are in a place where you can close your eyes and really go deep with yourself, you can do that. If not, just keep yourself safe and in your environment and just take in as much as you are able to. I suggest if you become serious about a rejuvenation practice for yourself, that you find a youthful picture that you love of yourself, and that you refer to it a lot and affirm that that is the way you now look. And again, we're talking about not looking in the mirror or believing those appearances if you are no longer youthful in body, but to truly...
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently, exactly. Thank you. That you know that this is now your reality and that you are calling it forth. So a youthful picture is great. And so now if you picture your own divinity, your I Am presence, your Christ presence, if that works for you, or a beautiful master or masters that you love. I keep a picture of Babaji and Saint Germain in front of myself. But any master, Krishna, any master that you know and love, or not, as whatever works for you. But now tune in and feel the love and the light.
Inside, the encouragement.
Inside of yourself, and the truth of your being, which is unlimited divinity, and able to do anything. The love, your I Am presence, your Christ presence, your divine self loves you absolutely and forever. And unconditionally. So just begin to feel these things. And to feel the immortal divine energy of perfection of your form. Begin to feel this. And if you're using a picture of masters or picturing your own I Am presence, you can feel this divine perfection of form just emanating from these masters or your divine self and wakening up that same energy in your own body, because that energy is already here. It is already your truth. It is already your truth of your body. And this energy, as we mentioned before, is also a healing energy, so that if there is any place in your body or any ill health of any kind, you can use it equally for the health and healing of your body.
And preferably both.
Yes, yes. And this divine energy of perfection is also of beauty and strength, vitality, great energy, beaming out from your true self, wakening this truth in your body. So feel this now. Feel this now, that it is resonating with that truth in yourself and in your body, in your heart, your mind, your body, all knowing on some deep level this truth of divine immortality, beauty, perfection, energy, strength of form, of your beautiful physical body. And feel this energy begin to blaze through every cell, every atom, every particle now of your body. And recognized as the truth of each thing, of each particle, of each cell. And feel them just everything light up. Light up with this vital, strong, youthful, immortal energy. And now feel the blood, all of your blood, lighting up with this divine, youthful beauty and energy, strength. All of your blood, clarity, love, peace, joy. It's like almost then that you have sort of golden blood. Lit up blood. and the lymph of your body, which is also liquid and almost as much lymph as blood. See this, your whole lymph system lighting up. And now your divine flesh and skin being youthful and clear and firm and lovely and shapely, beautiful in every way. Right now and right here. And now your divine nerves, the beautiful nervous system, all lighting up all over the body, especially the spinal column, but all over the body. You can feel and see each one of these things so clearly and joyfully. And that this is here now. It is here now. And now the divine muscles of your body, which are close to the bones mostly, all perfect elasticity and strength, usefulness, energy, the beautiful muscles all lit up. And now the bones themselves, which are kind of the core of consciousness of the body, all lit up to the very marrow of the bones. Perfectly strong and exactly the right amount of elasticity again in the bones so that they can bend a little and not break. Perfect skeletal structure of this beloved body, this divine body. Now let us see the intestinal tract of the body as clear and clean, free of any impacted stuff, full of light, clarity, joy, perfection. And the kidneys on either side, sort of around the waist area and above, in the back, toward the back, the kidneys. Perfect, beautiful, alive, joyous, happy, light, free. Now the liver, which is on the right side, kind of on the level of the solar plexus energy. Perfect liver, living liver of the body. And the stomach, again on the solar plexus level, but more to the left. A perfect, beautiful, divine stomach. And now the lungs, clear, beautiful, strong, totally healthy lungs. And the heart, a wonderful, beautiful, immortal heart beating effortlessly and strongly and happily forever. Forever, as long as we choose to have and do have a body on earth, which wants a heart or needs a heart. And now the brain, the beautiful and divine brain, the frontal lobe, the midbrain, the reptilian brain in the back, the right brain, the left brain, a bridge called the Antahkarana, which bridges the two, the right and the left. Perfect, perfect brain, perfect memory, perfect logical thinking, perfect in every way, this wondrous brain. And the 90% that we have not used, the centers of enlightenment, waking up in the brain. Waking up, the perfect right time and way for each of us. And now we move to the adrenal system, the ductless glands. First we go to the sexual organs. We see these lighting up in perfect perfect beauty, health, strength, life, wondrous energy, giving out their hormones, and in all of these glands that we're calling forth, we call for the hormones of a 19 or 20-year-old. Calling for the hormones or an 18-year-old, whatever year you would like to call forth. We move to the pancreas, which is on the level of the stomach in the solar plexus. Beautiful pancreas gland, all lit up, perfect, gorgeous, giving out its wonderful hormones. We move to the adrenals, which are just by the kidneys, just kind of above, behind the kidneys. A bit, the wonderful adrenal glands, all lit up and perfect and joyous. Totally strong. Totally wondrous. Now we move to the thymus gland, and you might tap on it a little. It's right behind the sternum bone in the center of your chest. The thymus began shrinking back when we were after puberty, when the death hormones of the pituitary gland started taking over by our command. So the belief in aging and death, and so now that we're changing that, the thymus is re-enlarging to optimum size to support an immortal, youthful, beautiful, ascended master body. And so let us tap it a little bit and call it to be the perfect size for this intention of ours. And feel it light up in great joy as it is called to do its real and true work. We move to the thyroid gland now in the throat. Perfect, beautiful, lit up. And now the pituitary and the hypothalamus glands that are about the level of the third eye, about between the eyebrows but back somewhat in the head. These master glands, we see them sending out life hormones. You can picture this as a beautiful light lavender color or a golden lavender or a pink and gold or pink and lavender, whatever colors appeal to you, all over the body and throughout the aura now. These life hormones emanating, not only as liquid, but as light, as energy, as frequency, all over the body and all throughout the aura. Life hormones now from the pituitary gland. See and feel this now. And now to the pineal gland, above and behind the pituitary in the head. And in total alignment with all of this. We see also our eyes now as perfect, 20/20 vision and better. Perfect eyes. Perfect, perfect eyesight. And ears, perfect hearing. Perfect hearing. And all of our senses, perfect. That our hair is the youthful color. Or remain so.
Joanna,
that we are.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have about 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and now envision seeing your whole body exactly as you wish it to be. And if we run out of time, just see, this is basically the end of it anyway, the meditation. See your legs, your torso, your shoulders and arms, your head, and everything about your body, exactly as you wish, the weight, the shape you wish your body to be, and everything perfect, and so be it. And remember to see it that way now, no matter what the appearance might be, and so it is. Thank you, Iris, and thank you.
So it is.
Whoever has been listening, each beloved one. Oh.
Thank you for being with us, Joanna.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for asking me, Iris.
Thank you for listening.
Yes. Thank you to each one of you.
Love. love you. Miracles happen. Dreams do come true. Returns Monday at 2 o'clock. Until then, happy trails to you.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Keep shining until then.
Happy trails to you.
Till we meet again. I love you, and this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you ever dreamed possible. Amen.
Amen. Women.
Children. And yee-haw.